Because since there's a mitzvah for him to become Torah, and we have a suffix every day, maybe this is the third day, he should have to make that zoh every day. And the suffix the last 3 days, maybe it's the seventh day. Holds like Rabbi Yossi. There's no hekish. The azor doesn't have to be bismanom. So afilu kain asarif as a paranami. How come you're saying though that the kain that burns the paraduma for him, when we separate him every day of the 7 days, you have to make the azor? Why? Mamonoshoch. If it's bismanom a mitzvah, do it by the kain godol. If it's not a mitzvah bisman, even by the kain asarif as a parah, you shouldn't have to do it. And the Gemara liyerlam avadel loy makish. Havada b'chinas kanakanam holds like Rabbi Yossi, that there's no hekish. For the mitzvah saizor, you could do it whenever you want. You could wait a few days. Because whenever you do it, you have to wait 4 days to do the second one. Avizoi, for kain asor fesapora, why by him do we say you have to make the azor every day of the 7 days? I tell you, that's a maila b'yalma. That's just time with Rabbon and the Kinyan. If this kain, we're metamahim, that he has a din of a tfu yoim, so since we make one kula by him, we try and do a lot of other chumris. So therefore, stamas a chumra b'yalma, for this kain that's going to burn the paraduma, we'll mazur on him all 7 days. But not that the ikra din al hazor b'zman as a mitzvah, no, it's only a mile by the paraduma. So tomorrow, command noz loho the toni rabbonim. We learned in the braisa. Ein ben kain asor fesaporo. There's no difference between the kain that's going to burn the paraduma, the kain godol b'yom ha-kippurim, that the kain godol for Yom Kippur, Elo, in other words, that there's a mitzvah hafrosha by both of them. 7 days before they do their avodah, we have to separate them. So what's the difference? Elo shezeh prishasa legedusha. That one, the kohen gadol, the reason why we're mafreshim 7 days in advance, that's the end of kedusha. He's going to go into the machne shechina, like Rashi says, likones lamachne shechina. He's going to go in on Yom Kippur to the kohen shekadoshim. So before he goes in, we have to be mafreshim. He shouldn't be like in a funny mood. Be separated from any kalas rush. Because he should have a lot of ema, year of fear of Hashem, before he goes into the Shechina. That's the meaning of the Kohen Gadol. His kanim, the brothers, are allowed to touch him. It's not an inyan of Tyra, it's an inyan of Kedusha. The Kohen that's going to burn the Paraduma, Prushasai Letaira. The reason why we're mafreshim is we want him to be state Torah. And like we said, since we do one kulu with matamim to make him a tfu yoim, but everything else we want to make sure is 100% Torah. Therefore, v'yein ochev akanim noigim boy. We don't let any other kanim touch him, because we're afraid maybe the other kanim are an avatuma, and they'll be matam with this koyim. Therefore, we don't let anybody touch him. Shrashi was there prishosel atayro, lahach mevetai rosleim. We make chumris by this kohen that's going to burn the paraduma. Why? Nifnei kal shoysim boy. Because we made one kalis by that kohen. Letamai boy bayoyim. Because the din as we had before, we are metama that kohen with a tumad rabbonin. Lahat viloy. And then we put him into the mikvah. And he's only at full yom now. And we want to teach them that lohitzim libe shal tzedukim. To exclude the din of the tzedukim. That they say tfu yom is posel, we want to show them, no, tfu yom is kosher for the paraduma. But since we did this one kalis, that we made the kohen tummy that day, therefore we're very marked for the rest of everything else, that nobody should even touch him. So that's the only difference between the prisha of the kohen gadol and the prisha of the kohen that's going to burn the paraduma. That this kohen for the paraduma, nobody can touch him. Now, for the Gemara, the Gemara just says, come on, who does this price go like? Either it goes according to Reb Meir or else Reb Yossi. That they both say, both Kahanim have the same halacha to get to the Prisha. It's either both of them you mazer all 7 days, or else both of them you only mazer Shlishi and Shvi. But can't go according to Chanina Skana Kahanim. Why? Di Rabbi Chanina Skana Kahanim, Ho'iko Namiho, you have this difference. That the Kohen Godol were only mazer only Shlishi and Shvi. Mashenkin, the kohen that burns the paraduma, you mazer all 7 days. So why didn't the price to say this difference? So right, this price can't go according to Rabbi Chanina Skana Kahanim. More maskev lo Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina. Bishleim arishon, I understand the first day why we mazer. It's according to Rabbi Meir. You want to tell me now, hazor bizman is a mitzvah. So any day that's possible to say today is the third day from the time they touched the mace, there's a mitzvah to make hazor today. So therefore, Bishleim Rishon, the first day that we separate the Kohen Gadol, Heis Gimel Tishrei, Shema Shlishi, maybe today is the third day that he touched the mace. He touched the mace 2 days ago, and today is the third day. That's why today is a mitzvah to make Tazor. Sheni, on the second day of the Afrosh is also. Shema Shlishi, maybe today is also the third day that he touched the mace. Shlishi, the third day we separate him. Shema Shlishi, maybe right before we separated him, he touched the mace. And therefore the third day is the third day of touching the mace. That's why we make the Azor mitzvah, because maybe today is the mitzvah. And it's a bizmana. I understand why 1, 2, 3, good. Vayta Chamishi, the fifth day, is also very good. Shema Shvi, it's on the side the first day was the third day, so on the fifth day is the seventh day, very good. Shishi, the sixth day we make Azor, because on the side the second day was the third day, so the sixth day is the seventh day. Shema Shvi. Shvi, the seventh day, is also very good. Shema Shvi, maybe the third day was the third, and the seventh is the seventh day. So we understand why 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7, we have to make Hazor. Very good. Ela Revi Lomali. But how come we do it every day of the 7 days, even the fourth day? How come we do it the fourth day? Like in Manashach, the fourth day should not need Hazor. The fourth day is not a suffix the third day, because we separated them already 3 days ago. So we know for sure these last 3 days he didn't touch a mace. So the fourth day for sure is not one of the three, is not the third day. And who then is not the seventh day either, because the first Mazda, the first day. So the fourth day is not the seventh day yet. It's, you have to wait till the fifth day to give it a share in the seventh day. Even on the side the first day was the third day, we have to wait 4 days. We have to wait till the fifth day, but not the fourth day. So how come on the fourth day do we make Hazor? That's the kasha. The kasha says, Ela Revi, Amai Mazinin Oleh, how come we make Hazor? You can't have any doubt. Maybe today is the third day that he touched the mace. Well, as soon as we took him away in the base of Middash, for sure he didn't touch the mace. We can't have a suffix. Maybe the fourth day is the seventh day. If today the fourth day is the seventh day, then we did not make the first Hazor on the right day. The first Hazor has to be on the third day, and we did it on the fourth day. So the Manashach, the fourth day, has no reason to have Hazor. Is Lamali Hazor Klau, for Gemara? And the Revi, Lamali Hazor Klau. Lei Bishliki Ikol Esvuke, you can't have any doubt. Maybe the fourth day is the third day, because it's not that way. We separated them already 4 days. For sure, he didn't touch the mace these last 4 days. So today can't be the third day of touching the mace. For Levi Shriki looks spooky. And you can't have any doubt, maybe today is the seventh day. Because if today is the seventh day, then you did not have the first Hazor at the right time. Because the first Hazor was done on the fourth day, that's no good anyway. So a Manashach, there's no reason to make Hazor on the fourth day. But according to your question that you're asking, that you hold all 7 days means every single one of the day, like 7 Hazors you have to make, I'll prove to you that's not true. Well, if I make Hazor kol shiva miiko, is it possible to say you have to make the Hazor mamish all 7 days? We are kaimalon the Hazor shvus. To make Hazor on Shabbos is an issim of the Rabbanon. There's a shvus involved. It looks like tikkun mona. Looks like you'd be misakin the person. You're not allowed to make Hazor on Shabbos. V'yein adoiches a Shabbos. And with the Rabbanon, they said you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. There's no heta to make the Hazor on Shabbos. It looks like tikkun mona. So here, if you say 7 days you have to do it, for sure one of the 7 has to be Shabbos. And the din is on Shabbos, you don't make the Hazor. So how could you say every day you have to do it? Say, Elamai is lav dafka every single day. For sure on Shabbos you don't do it. Elamai is lach lemeimer. What do you have to say? Shiva, the 7 days, means levami Shabbos, excluding Shabbos. It's really only 6 days. Avazoi hochinam yatayu. Shiva, that we say do it all 7 days, then echnami doesn't mean really every single one of the 7 days. No levam revi, excluding the fourth day. Saka true. The fourth day, you would not have to do it. Levam revi. Omar Rav Zagrova. Hilka, therefore, the halacha should be like this. That koyen gadol b'yom kippurim. The loy b'didan tali milsom. Not that there's a halacha that you have to be mafur, set aside the koyen gadol 7 days before Yom Kippur. It's not up to us to choose the 7 days. It's loy b'didan tali milsom. Ela v'kfir di'achot tali milsa. It's totally whenever Rosh Chodesh Tishrei comes out, and we know the 10th day of Tishrei is Yom Kippur. So the kitzur 7 days before is betzlosa betishrei boyer lafrushei. No matter what, on the third day of Tishrei, that's when we have to separate the kohen gadol. So meila, we can't do anything. Any day of the week that the third of Tishrei comes out, that's the day we have to start to be, do the mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah. It's not up to us. We have to do it 7 days before Yom Kippur. So on Gimel B'Tishrei, that's when we have to make that Rosh Hashanah. Even though it's going to come out that a Shabbos in between, you're not going to do it. And even though it'll come out the Yom Revi, you're not going to do it, and maybe there'll be two separate days, we can't help it. So two out of the seven, you won't have to do. Avul Koyin. Before the Kohen burns the Paraduma. There's no mitzvah Zman Kavua which day he has to burn the Paraduma. There's no such Zman Kavua. So we could tell him which day to burn the Paraduma. Therefore, the B'lidan Talia Musa. It's up to us to tell him which day to burn the Paraduma, and we'll tell you which day to start making the Afrosha the 7 days in advance. Therefore, when are we going to tell him to do it? Mefashin and Leib Revi B'Shabbos. The first day will be Wednesday. We'll start off the Afrosh on Wednesday. Why? Today that is fourth day that we're not going to make the Azor comes out on Shabbos. With Shabbos anyway, don't make the Azor. So it comes out only the fourth day, only the Shabbos, only one day you won't make the Azor. Like we try our best to make it, we'll do as many Azors as possible. So therefore, make the Afrosh start on Wednesday. Therefore, the fourth day, which is also Shabbos here, so it's only one day you won't make the Afrosh, you won't make the Azor. Mashenka, if you're Yom Kippur, you can't help yourself. So therefore, even though sometimes it comes out 2 days, you won't do it. So what? You can't do anything.
Rashi Yecholei, Mr. Mishrami, Fashin Elei, V'yafagav leheb revi'i shalei b'shabbos, v'nimtas hazos, hazos loy b'tein l'shnei yomim. But by Yom Kippur, we can't help it. Mashenka, and by the Torah, the B'dan Ta'yimilson, shein zman ha'kavua, there's no zman when you have to burn the Paraduma. So we'll tell you, wait, to wait, and the first day of Afrosh will be Wednesday, so you do it next Tuesday. Then it's Rami Revi Yishalei B'Shabbos. V'lo Yisukul Ziyosav Elu Yoymechud. You'll only miss one day and not more. Yeah. Then the Mishnah says, where do we take the Kohen Gadol these 7 days before Yom Kippur? We can't come to the base of Mikdash. The Lishchas Parhedrin. That's what it was called. Into the special room called Parhadrin. So Rashi says, Pekudi HaMelech. The people appointed by the king. In other words, like a Lamosha, you have elections every single year. You make, you appoint new people. So offices. It's a Lashon like this was the room of offices. Like every year an office is changed, who Adin will soon see at the time of the Bayi Sheni, when the Kohen Gadolim were like Rishoyim, every year they used to die the Kohen Gadol, and they used to have a new Kohen Gadol every single year. From Tanya, we have Yehuda. The Chilishkos by Hedrin Hoysa. Is this the true name of this room where they put the Kohen Gadol? Was it called Parhadrin? V'aloi lishchas Beluti hoysa. Its real name was Beluti. That's what it used to be called. So why does the Mishnah call it Parhadrin? Hem digumari ella betchila hayukaren hoysa lishchas Beluti. At the beginning, the name of this room was called Beluti. That was the name of it. And what does Beluti mean, Rashi says? Belishchas Beluti means Loshen Sorim, a name of the princess, president. This was the Lishcha to put the son, to put the sar there. The head, the chief, put the Kohen Gadol there. It was like a nice Lashon. That's what it was called at the beginning. Mashenke, now the name was changed to Behedrin. Why was it changed? Shemar says like this. Ela betchilo hayakaranoisa lishchas bluti. That was the name at the beginning. O metoich, shenoisa nolav momen lakuna, at vaybayi sheni, they used to pay money in order to become a Kohen Gadol. And since they used to pay money to become a Kohen Gadol, it means they were Rishoyim. They didn't really deserve it. Just they paid a lot of money, they got in. So when it came Yom Kippur, and the Kohen Gadol went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he used to die there every day. And they used to take him out with change. And where Samela, every year they had a change, have a new Kohen Gadol. It's Kol Shnei Masach Chodesh, and they used to have a new Kohen Gadol. Mela Kippur Hadrin Halolu. The reason why they called this name like Parhadrin, which means an appointed position, because you change the position every year. Just like you appoint a person to take over for 1 year, you used to appoint a new Kohen Gadol every single year. That's why they gave this name now, Lishchas Parhadrin, Lashon of the Pekidi HaMelech, somebody the Melech appoints. That every year they have like a new elections. So every year there was a new Kohen Gadol. Rashi says, Mitoich shenoistin mama lakuna. Mitoich shekane bayi sheni hoyoimdin. Aide momin. Shenoistin akuna gedola. Lamalche beis hashvinoi. They used to pay money in order to be appointed to be a Kohen Gadol, they didn't take somebody because he was choshev, the way they were supposed to. But rather, people had a lot of money, the rich people, bought their way to become a Kohen Gadol. And what happened was, Machlif and Isa call you Beis Chodesh, Kolema, Sher Rishoyim Hoyu, really in the Bayi Sheni, the Kohen and Gadol, the more Rishoyim. Flo Hoyu, Moitzi and Shinosan, they didn't live out that year, they died on Yom Kippur. Umamidim Acha Tachtav, so every year they had a new appointing, a new Kohen Gadol. Hazoy Vait went to the cover races. The Kohen Gadol wanted to have so much covered that even though we saw last year for the last few years, every time the Kohen Gadol died, it was kedai for him to be a Kohen Gadol for 1 year, even though he knows when he's going to the Beis Hamikdash on Yom Kippur, he'll die. It was kedai though for that 1 year to have the covered, to have the respect of being a Kohen Gadol. So he used to buy himself to be the Kohen Gadolim. Everyone, every big shot there that became a Kohen Gadol, he used to break down the old room there. And used to say, this is going to be my room here. I'm going to build a special room for myself. So he used to build every year a new room there. And like remodel that room. Make it look nicer than the first one, than the one before. He wanted this room to be my name. It's every year this room was changed over. Had a new decorator every year. Every year, new Kohen Gadol decorated. Therefore, they called it now Kippur Hadron Alolu. They called this room the room of the appointed people. Shamelech Mechalfin B'chol Shana B'shana. The king appoints somebody for a year's term. It's Chazu Likras Lishkas B'hadron. That's why they call this Lishkas Lishkas B'hadron. Yeah. Right, it's not awesome. Not the Mishnah in Demai. Hanach Tumim, a baker. A baker that bakes a lot of challah, even though he buys his wheat, the flour off an amoritz, that usually the halacha is if you buy tfuah off an amoritz, it has a din demai midrabbonin. We have a suffix, maybe did not take off maisers. He didn't take off maiser rishon and maiser sheni. So the halacha is any tfuah that you buy off an amoritz, you have to take off now Trumas Meiser and Meiser Rishon and Meiser Sheni. But there's a new kula, a Nachtum, a baker, he only has the chiva to take off Trumas Meiser and Challah. That's all. So tomorrow, Bishleim a Trumas Gedoel Aloi. I understand why a Nachtum, a baker, even though he buys a lot of wheat off an Amoritz, he doesn't have to take off Truma Gedoel. Why? The Tanya, we learned like this, that really nobody has to take off Truma Gedoel if you buy it from an Amoritz. He used to send out to look over all the people living in Eretz Yisrael. Rashi means Yerchin. Rashi says Yerchin and Kohen Gadol. Shagazer al Avimai Besaita. He was the one to make this gezerah that if you buy tfua, buy wheat or peris off an amoritz in Eretz Yisrael, you have to take off demai. The perak egla rufa. Now when Yerchin and Kohen Gadol went to look around the Eretz Yisrael, see what's doing there, he saw the raw shein mafrish and ella truma gedolah bavad. He saw that the Amoratzim, all that you were taken off was only Trum Gedoyla. Mashenkin, nothing else. So therefore, he made a takon of Demai. But I call upon him to take off Trum Gedoyla, you don't have a chiyuv to. Because for sure, the Amoratz already took off Trum Gedoyla. Now, Maiserishin and Maiseroni, Nami Loi, he says you don't have to give away the Maiserishin and the Maiseroni of these tfuas. Why? Because the klal is, Hamoitzim, Mechavera, all over Raya. What you have to do is you have to be mafreshet though. You have to separate 1/10 for Maiserishin and 1/10 for Maiseroni. So the Maiserishin, the pshat is the mitzvah, give it to the Levi. But whose mammon is it? It's not hegdish. Like the Bailam isn't allowed to eat it. It's only a shiloh. Who does it belong to? Does it belong to the Levi or not? So since it's a suffix, if it belongs to the Levi or not, the klal is by mumnis, how Maiser Mechaveru all over Rayon. Therefore, after you mafreshet, you have a right to keep it. Who are the Maiseroni? Maiseroni has no kedusha on the money, on the peris. It's just a mitzvah, you have to give it to an oni. So now that you buy these two, these parents off an amoritz, there's a suffix if the amoritz took it off or not. So it's a suffix if it's mechuyev in maiseroni or not. So you have to be mafresh maiseroni, but you're allowed to keep it and eat it for yourself. Because since it's only a shalom dina mumnis, that you have to give it or not, that's always the klal of hamoitzim mechaveru all of a raya. Before I have to give away money, you have to bring a raya that you deserve it. So here there's no raya, it's only a suffix. And the Gemara always says the Mai is a very shvach resafim. Was Midi Raisa the Svara that Rav Amoritz did take off all the Meiser. It was only a muted that didn't take it off. So it's a big suffix. So therefore, Dina Mamdish, you don't have to give it away. Like Rashi says, Ha Meiser Mechaber Olav Araya. Michi Afrishay V'Afiyo Mishum Tevel. As soon as you're Mafrish, you yourself take off Trumas, take off Meiser Rishin and Meiser Oni, Ain boy ever suffer gezel levim. Now there's no kedusha on it. It's only a question: who owns it? Does it belong to levim? Does it belong to you? Vaniyim. So therefore, I'm much chavel over raya. You're allowed to keep it. Chutz mitrumas meiser. But Mashenke trumas meiser. She betoich meiser rishon oisa yitin lekoyin. She es isse v'yoven misa b'yachilosim. When you take off meiser rishon, halacha is, from that meiser rishon, you have to take off a trumas meiser to give the koin. Now that trumas meiser, there's an iser deraisa to eat it. So therefore, when you mafrish the meiser, the meiser you could eat, but just you have to take off trumas meiser, and that you have to give away. Oisa yitin lekoyin. She es isse v'yoven misa b'yachilosim. Mashenke to give the actual meiser or the meiser oni. The Levi Vioni Yomer, Hevi Raya Shla Yisur. Bring me a Raya that this Amoris didn't take off your mice already. Shla Kachti Mimeni. If you bring me a Raya that he did not do it, then I'll give it to you. But close the mind, you don't have a Raya that he didn't do it. There's a tzad to say maybe the first Amoris took off. Therefore, I don't have to give away my mice Rishon and my mice Roni. Freddy Gemara, La Mice Shein the Nifreshu. How come the Mishnah says in Demai that the Nachtum, the baker, when he buys a lot of tfu off the Amoritz, he does not have to take off Maisa Sheni. A regular person, when he buys two of an Amoritz, has to take off Maisa Sheni. How come the Meir Kula, the Nachtum, the baker, doesn't have to? This is what's Nagay to us. Nifnaski, the Amor, Nifrishu, let him separate the Maisa Sheni. Venisko, Venechli, Yishlayim, let him take it and bring it up to Yishlayim and eat it there. Like regular Maisa Sheni, like anybody else has to do when he buys Paris or two of an Amoritz. You have to be Mafrish, Maisa Sheni, and take it to Yishlayim. So why was a Nachtum potter? Rashi Nifreshu v'nisku Shireyesh by Iser. There's an Iser as Kedusha Maisa Sheni. Lo Isuchu Lecha B'Sherecha. The Torah says Maisa Sheni, you're not allowed to eat outside Yerushalayim. There's a lav. You can only eat it inside Yerushalayim. So Sofet Yeraisa L'Churma. So you have to go L'Churma, take it to Yerushalayim. If Yifreshu G'day L'Sak and Tivloi Hoyav Loi Posel Be'Midi. So why don't you have to take it up to Yerushalayim? So Murray answers like this. Omar Ula. Mitoich she parhadrin halolu choiftin oison, that since these parhadrin, I mean these were the people that were appointed by the king to take care of the prices of the shorim, as they took care like of the in other words they set the prices in the marketplaces, and these were the people that were appointed for that, is choiftin oison kol yud beis chodesh, as they were appointed for 1 year, for 12 months. So all those 12 months, they used to force the bakers. For Imrim Lehem, they would tell them, "Machru bezoil, machru bezoil." You should know you have to sell all your bread very cheap. So leetrichu rabbonin. Therefore, the rabbonin did not force the nachtumim, the bakers, to be mafrish ma'aser sheni. Hey, since they weren't making that much money anyway, because these people were bad to them. So therefore, the rabbonin had rachmonas on them and patted them, said you don't have to take off Maisa Sheni. So the more my parhadrin, what's the taitch of parhadrin? Pursi. That's the Rashi says, Pekidi HaMelech. These are the people that are appointed to take over jobs for the king, like here was saying. These were people that took over to make the prices for the marketplaces. Now, before Rashi said, Loyat Ruchu, Rashi says, Vesomchu Leimer, Sheroiv Amehoret Maisrin Hain. The Rabbanu was Samech to say that we give a Samech on the Roiv, that Avada from Roiv. The Amoritz is, it does take off true Mesamaisus, does take off even Maisus Shani, therefore here the Rabbanon parted you. So it comes out really is when you buy something tfu from an Amoritz, the cloud that's called Demai, the locker is like this, that true Megadayla you don't have to take off. Because that we say for sure the Amoritz took off, because he knows there's an Issa Dirais, a Chi of Mis if you don't, therefore he took it off. Mashenki and the rest, we have to be afraid maybe he did not take off. Therefore, Maiser Rishon and Maiser Oni, you have to be Mafresh, set it aside, but you're allowed to keep it for yourself, you don't have to give it away. The Trumas Maiser, you have to take off now, Truma from that Maiser, that you have to give to a Kohen, because that's a Shalaf and Anissa, Chiv Misa. And Maiser Sheni, which also has Kedusha on it, which the Locher is, you're not allowed to eat it outside Yerushalayim, that depends. Most times it is Noig, that if you buy Tfu off an Amoritz, you have to take off Maiser Sheni. Only by a Nachtum did they patter you say you don't have to. And the reason is because they weren't making that much money, so Rabbanu will make all upon these Nachtumim. All right, we'll stop here.